السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يرد الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى wants his servants to ask from him. In fact, he becomes angry if a person shows that he shows through his actions that he is not in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has every good quality. Every good quality you can think of, Allah ta'ala has it. And not only does he have it, he has it to the highest possible capacity, and he is the one who has given anyone else that good quality. For example, mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it. He has it to the highest possible level. And not only that, if anyone else has mercy, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. And his mercy, 100th portion of it, he sent it down upon earth and divided it amongst the creation. So not only humans, whenever any of the creation so show mercy to any other of the creation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives some examples. For example, when a horse looks after its children, when an animal looks after its children, it cares for them. This is part of that mercy also. So whenever a creation shows mercy to any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is all part of that 100th portion of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the embodiment of every good quality. And that is why we begin the Quran by saying, Alhamdulillah. What does Alhamdulillah mean? All praises for Allah. Allah ta'ala is deserving of every possible praise you can think of. Why? Because Allah ta'ala is the embodiment of every single good quality. So why someone who, when you praise someone, it's because they have some good quality within them. MashaAllah, he's so brave. MashaAllah, he helps others so much. He's so helpful. MashaAllah, he's always doing khidmah in the masjid. Someone is praised because they have some good quality within them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the embodiment of every good quality to the highest capacity, he is of course worthy of all praise. Which is why we say Alhamdulillah, the glorious Quran begins with Alhamdulillah. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has every good quality. But there is one good quality which Allah ta'ala does not have. And the reason this good quality Allah Ta'ala doesn't have it is because although it is a good quality, it is not befitting the being of Allah Ta'ala. And what is that one quality? That one quality is tawadu and humility. It is not befitting of the being of Allah Ta'ala to have humility because He is the greatest. He is above everyone. Humility is not for the Khaliq, the Creator to show. It is for the creation to show, because there is someone above them, the Creator. So Allah Ta'ala has every good quality, but He doesn't have humility. And when someone doesn't have something, then he values it even more. The ulama say this as an example. So when a servant shows humility in the court of Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values it a lot. In fact, it is so valued in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the prophets, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention him by name other than the odd occasion for certain purposes. Usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of humans, by name. He mentions him by a title, by a quality of his. And which quality does he mention? Abd, the slave of Allah. The quality which the moment you hear it, it tells you nothing but humility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves humility. And because dua is full of humility, dua is an expression of humility, that I am in need and you are the only one that can fulfill my need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves dua. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves dua, He tries to make excuses for us to make a dua. So one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done to encourage us to make a dua is that He has made certain times, certain occasions, certain places for which He has attached a special virtue, that your dua will be readily accepted at this time. Your dua will be readily accepted in this place. Your dua will be readily accepted on this occasion. So dua is accepted anyway. Dua is accepted anyway. But in these occasions, in these certain occasions, these certain times, these certain places, it is even more readily accepted. And we as humans are of course not perfect. We are deficient sometimes in regards to the correct etiquette, in regards to maybe the conditions of dua. We don't have them as they should. So if we make a point of making dua in these special occasions, these special times and places, then inshallah this will compensate for any deficiency in our dua. Now there's a lengthy list of these, and we will discuss them inshallah in the lesson. But I wish to begin by mentioning one moment that comes every day, and it is quite possibly the most valuable moment when it comes to making dua. What is that moment? That moment is after the adhan until the iqamah. After the adhan until the beginning of salah. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لا يرد الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة. Dua is not rejected between adhan and iqamah. And out of that time between adhan and iqamah, the most valuable time is immediately after the adhan. And if whilst the adhan is going on, you repeat the words of the adhan, after that you recite Durood Sharif, then you recite the famous dua for adhan, then you make dua, that is even better. So, why is this one of the most, if not the most valuable moments? Because if we look closely at the dua for adhan, in the dua after adhan, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة. Oh Allah, the Rabb of this everlasting call, this call that will last until the day of judgment, the adhan. والصلاة القائمة, and the salah that is about to be, that is soon to begin. What is the dua we make? آتي محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة. Grant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasila. Al-wasila is a special rank in Jannah. Wal-fadila, and superiority. Wab'athu maqaman mahmoodan alladhi wa'ata, and grant him the praiseworthy position which you have promised him. So without going into the detail of what is wasila, what is fadila, what is the praiseworthy position, what I wish to explain is that in this dua we are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making dua here for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani Sahib, hafidhahullah ta'ala, Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, who was a khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that there is no one who understood deen, who had more knowledge of deen than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he asked us to make a dua for himself, He could have chosen any time of the day. He could have said that, make a point of making dua for me at tahajjud time. That is the time when duas are accepted as well. He could have said, make a point of making dua for me on the day of Jumu'ah between Asr and Maghrib. That is the time when dua is accepted as well. He could have said, make a point that after every first salah, make dua for me. But he didn't mention any of those. He said that after the adhan, make dua for me. That tells us something about that moment, that that moment is quite possibly the most valuable moment to make a dua. So, this moment especially, let us make a point of making dua in it. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. It's a time that comes, it's a moment. Number one, it's not even a moment, it's a few minutes. For most salah, it is, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Other than the Maghrib salah, it is a few moments. And even in the Maghrib salah, it is a few moments. That is also the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is a few moments, many a time we are in the masjid for adhan. For other salah, we are not in the masjid for adhan. We don't hear the adhan. We are not able to make dua immediately after the adhan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us a chance as latecomers, who just about make it to the masjid for first, a chance to make dua immediately after adhan. In Maghrib, the salah begins immediately after the adhan. A few moments to spare. So a person should hold fast to this moment. And similarly in the home as well, whether you are participating in the jama'ah salah with jama'ah or not, the women folk in the home, even the children, you should make a habit of this, that whenever you hear the adhan, the first thing is that the adhan should go off in the home. You have the receiver system, now we have the app system, whatever. So the adhan should go off in the home. And don't think it just goes off and it just gets ignored in the background. No, it's very valuable. Number one, it's a reminder for salah, of course. And number two, it's an opportunity to gain a lot of virtues. It's an opportunity to gain a lot of virtues. How many virtues? So one thing we have already mentioned, that after the dua, after the adhan, dua is accepted. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if someone hears the adhan and he repeats the words of the muadzin, then he gets the same reward as the muadzin. He gets the same reward as the muadzin. How much reward will the muadzin have? So we can understand from this one hadith that on the day of judgment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the muadzin, they will be looking down at everyone. A person is looking down at other people when he is in a higher position. So they will be upon higher positions than everyone else. They will be looking down at everyone else. So that is another virtue that you can gain by hearing the adhan. And not difficult at all. A third virtue that you can hear by listening to the adhan is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that after finishing the adhan, whoever reads the dua after adhan, I'm paraphrasing in my own words to simplify it. Whoever reads the dua after adhan, then he is guaranteed my intercession on the day of judgment. He is guaranteed my intercession on the day of judgment. And what is the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it has different levels. We're not going into the details. But in simple terms, the biggest aspect of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that if someone is destined to go in the fire of hell, then either if Allah Ta'ala gives permission before he even enters or after he has entered, but before his time is up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the person and Allah Ta'ala will allow him to come out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads this dua, whoever has a habit, whoever reads this dua regularly, then he is guaranteed my intercession. And let me add one more point to this. The ulama mentioned that a person does an amal like this, because of which he is guaranteed the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will result in him, if he is destined for Jahannam, either not entering at all or coming out and entering Jannah. Now, only a person who leaves this world with Iman will be allowed to enter Jannah. A person who doesn't leave this world with Iman, he will never be allowed into Jannah. So only a person who leaves this world with Iman will be allowed to enter Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you make a point, make a habit of reading the dua after adhan, you are guaranteed my intercession. And the only way you can be guaranteed the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is if you leave this world with Iman. That means that if you make a habit of reading this dua, you will inshallah definitely leave this world with iman. And because of that, as a result, you will get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one extremely valuable time that should be valued. Often, even if we hear the adhan, we are negligent to this. Sometimes in the masjid, sometimes at home. Repeat the words. After adhan, like I said, it's not always necessary to sit down and make dua with your hands raised. If you can do that, alhamdulillah, you're already sitting in the masjid. You're already sitting in the masjid, then do so. But, you know, you're busy preparing for salah. You're on the way, you're coming to salah. You're in the corridor and adhan is going on. And adhan has just finished. Then bring a few du'as onto your tongue. Important du'as. Du'as of this world and the hereafter. So this is one of the most valuable moments. And now I wish to mention two more. The second one which I wish to mention is after the first salah. Now this is very, alhamdulillah, very well known. And we generally have a habit of making du'a after the first salah. But and we have already discussed this, that number one, if in some places the imam makes du'a, so if the imam makes du'a, then you can join in. But after that, you know, make your own du'a as well. You must have requests that the imam doesn't know about. You must have needs which the imam doesn't know about. Similarly, often the imam makes du'a in Arabic, you don't understand it. So you can still say Ameen, but make your own du'a after that. This is also a very valuable opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice among what has been said. Ameen wa akhul ta'ala. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We should also mention that because the month of Ramadan is around the corner, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one of the times for the acceptance of dua is during the fast. So during the fast doesn't mean only in Ramadan. It means any fast. You keep a nafal fast elsewhere, that is also included. But of course, the month of Ramadan is even more special. So in the month of Ramadan, dua should increase even more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us it.